Blog Talk Radio.
Titled Turning Quitting Habits into Winning Habits. And why do we want to talk about that is because if you quit, you never reach your goal. But if you keep trying, even a failure gets you closer to the goal. So if you quit once, it becomes a habit. Never quit. Today I thought it only fitting that you enter the no excuse zone. Today's issue will surely ruffle some feathers, but hopefully you will dig deep inside and realize that today is the day that the habit of quitting is dead. You see, most people quit what they start. It's a fact, a hard, cold one that 75% of people quit the new projects they start. Think about how many projects, tasks, hobbies have you started and quit. Now, before we continue, let's be very clear. I am talking about quitting before knowing the outcome. I am not speaking about entrepreneurs who have a project that fails and they move on. That's actually a good thing. I am talking about things that would enhance our lives. Things like if we actually followed through or would improve our finances, our health, our relationships, and our happiness. Things like starting your own business, exercising, eating healthy, gardening, looking for a new job, stop smoking, train for a marathon, journaling, mediating, writing books, poems, short stories, painting, setting up a website, writing a business plan, helping your kids with homework, keeping in touch with friends. This list can go on and on. Sure, many of these things would be challenging, but they would also be fun and stimulating. They would help us bond with business partners, spouse, kids, and friends. They would provide inner peace and eliminate many sleepless nights. And what I want to say here is one of the reasons that people quit before they ever get started is because they have a fear of failure. And the only way to change this is to face your fears head on. The harm of quitting. Quitting can become so automatic that you do not even realize you do it anymore. Do you know that it is actually dangerous to have a quitting habit? Yep. Every time you potentially damage your self-esteem, set a bad example for your children, ruin business deals, destroy friendships, impair your health. What makes us quit? So why do we let quitting win over our happiness? There are many reasons, but the main ones are lack of confidence. Some people are inclined to reach out for help as someone as they're faced with a challenge. The problem is, the more dependent you are on others, the less dependent you are on yourself. And you know what? All of that starts in childhood because parents have a difficult time letting their children grow up, and they want to keep them from getting hurt. So what do? They want to solve all their problems for them. And what happens? They do not realize that they would be better off by encouraging their children to build their self-confidence. Because if you have self-confidence in yourself, then you will be willing to attack anything, no matter what. Afraid of the outcome. Some people are anxious that after working for something for a while, their results will not match their expectations. For a while, their results will not match their expectations. But here's the thing. In most cases, they will. It may take longer than expected, but you have to keep trying and trying honestly to make it happen. They think they don't have enough time. We all have the same 24 hours in a time. Time is not the problem. You need to use your time more wisely. One of the reasons that people will get day timers or calendars is so they can map out their time. And if you are willing to do that, to take the time to map it out and plan your day, then you will utilize your time much more wisely. And this is something that time management teaches you, how not to let other people waste your time, and how to block yourself off so that you are in a space that no one else can invade so that you can get the things done and work it out. And the best thing you can do is do those things that you hate to do first, because once you get those things done, then it's easier to do the things that you enjoy doing. They think they don't have enough money. With any new project, you have got to be resourceful. If you want to start exercising, you do not have to join an expensive new gym. Start walking or go on YouTube for the perfect exercise to do in your home. Where there is a will, there is a way. Lack of desire. Some people would rather just complain than put in the effort. How many times have you met someone that just does nothing but complain? Almost about everything. It's like they're so busy watching what goes on next door and what that person is doing that there is an underlying jealousy. And there is no need for it, because if you look at yourself, if you look at the things you like, if you look at the things about yourself that work for you, then be happy with that. Because who you are and who the next person is next to you, you are two different people, you come from two different experiences, and you each have your own unique qualities. Lack of desire. Some people would rather just complain than put in the effort. Kicking quitting to the curb. If you have recognized yourself in any of the above, don't worry. That's right. There is good news. You can break the quitting habit. And you can start today with those super effective yet easy steps. Post your intention in a public place. If you want to lose weight or write a book, post that somewhere. Your entire family can see. Seek their support. You will find that they are happy for you, and their excitement will help drive you. Break big challenges into bite-sized pieces. They won't seem as overwhelming, as you can focus your energies rather than getting spread too thin. Rather than setting a long-term goal for yourself, create ambitious yet achievable achievable short-term milestones. These quick short-term wins will keep you motivated. Here is something that is very important, and I need you to mark it and remember it, because if you look at the end result from the beginning, it can be overwhelming. But if you take it and break it down into steps, just like going up a ladder, like you take one step at a time, and once you get up that step and the next step, and then before you know it, you're at the top. You have to look at your goal in the same way. Track and share your progress. This will help you plan future projects. Before you know, you can do it. Remove distractions. Get rid of the time drainers. Don't sign on to Facebook or the internet at all. Set yourself up for success. Social media is one thing that has become a distractor. Why? Because people that go on social media, they're not looking to promote what they're doing and using it as a tool. They're using it as a way to talk about other people's lives and what they're doing. You need to look at it in one way and one way only. You are the kind of person who wants to do great things, that you are the kind of person who wants a better life. I believe in you. Now it is time to believe in yourself. So, let's talk a little bit about transactional analysis. Why? Because in transactional analysis, it talks about the parent, the adult, and the child. The child says, I want. The parent says, you should. And the adult says, I am able to. The problem is that as children, we hear our parents constantly tell us, either they're saying, you're helpless, you're worthless, or whatever, and then you tend to believe in that. If you turn it around and reprogram your thoughts, then you can turn around your thinking and your processes. These are all the steps I took almost 5 years ago when I launched my first business. I thought, why did I start this? But I remembered why. I thought about you and all your other members of our business community who would benefit from my help. At the end of the day, you just have to go for it. You will make mistakes and you may have setbacks, but if you take the advice above and commit to the outcome, your next project, task, a hobby, is sure to get great experience. And you know, it is a matter of how you can turn your thinking habits into one where you build on all the things that you want in life. And because you need to think in terms of how you are going to achieve the things that you can do that can truly get you to the goals that you want in life. What I want to talk to you about is some time management skills. And here are some things to think about, because it will help you achieve your goals in life that you truly want. Are you usually punctual or late? Do you finish things within the time you stipulate? Do you hand in reports, work on time? Are you able to accomplish what you want to do before deadlines? Are you a good time manager? If your answer is no, to any of these questions above, that means you're not managing your time as well as you want. Here are the 20 tips on how to be a better time manager. And why I'm talking about this is because we want you to think in terms of how you are going to stop quitting and making finishing up a task your goal. Because if you set that as your goal and you learn to build self-confidence in yourself, in your abilities to do the things and finish what you start, then you will definitely be able to achieve your goals in life. Create a daily plan. Plan your day before it unfolds. Do it in the morning, or even better, the night before you sleep. The plan gives you a good overview of how the day will pan out. That way, you don't get caught off guard. Your job for the day is to stick to the plan as best as possible. Peg a time limit to each task. Be clear that you need to finish X task by 10 a.m., Y task by 3 p.m., and Z item by 5:30 p.m. This prevents your work from dragging on and eating into time reserved for other activities. Use a calendar. Having a calendar is the most fundamental step to managing your daily activities. If you use Outlook or Lotus Notes, calendars come as part of the mailing software. Google Calendar is great. I use it. It's even better if you can sync it to your mobile, phone, and other hardwares you use. That way, you can access your schedule no matter where you are. Use an organizer. The organizer helps you to be on top of everything in your life. It's your central tool to organize information, to-do lists, projects, and other miscellaneous items. Know your deadlines. When do you need to finish your tasks? Mark the deadlines out clearly in your calendar and organizer so you know when you need to finish them. Learn to say no. Don't take on more than you can handle. For the distractions that come in when you're doing other things, give a firm no or defer it to a later period. Target to be early. When you target to be on time, you'll either be on time or late. Most of the times, you'll be late. However, if you target to be early, you'll most likely be on time. For appointments, strive to be early. For your deadlines, submit them earlier than required. Time box your activities. This means restricting your work to X amount of time. Read more about time boxing and the 13 strategies to jumpstart your productivity. Have a clock visibly placed before you. Sometimes we are so engrossed in our work that we lose track of time. Having a huge clock in front of you will keep you aware of the time at that moment. Set reminders 15 minutes before. Most calendars have a reminder function. If you've an important meeting to attend, set that alarm 15 minutes before. One of the things that I do is I have a calendar on, and I always put in it everything that I have scheduled at what time, and it always reminds me 15 minutes before. Focus. Are you multitasking so much that you're just not getting anything done? You're so focused on just one key task at a time. Close off all the applications you aren't using. Close off the tabs in your browser that are taking away your attention. Focus solely on what you're doing. You'll be more efficient that way. Block out distractions. What's distracting you in your work? Instant messages, phone ringing, text messages popping in. I hardly use chat nowadays. The only times when I log on is when I'm not intending to do any work. Otherwise, it gets very distracting. When I'm doing important work, I also switch off my phone. Calls during this time are recorded, and I contact them afterwards if it's something important. This helps me concentrate better. Track your time best. Egg Timer is a simple online countdown timer. You key in the amount of time you want it to track. Example, 30 minutes, 1 hour, and it'll count down in the background when the time is up. The time will be a great way to be aware of your time spent. Don't fuss about unimportant details. You'll never get everything done in exactly the way you want. Trying to do so is better. It's being ineffective. Prioritize. Since you can't do everything, learn to prioritize the important and let go the rest. Apply the 80-20 principle, which is a key principle to prioritizing. And why do we prioritize? For simple reasons. That when you prioritize, then you get the things that need to be done first. Delegate. If there are things that you can be better done by others, things that are not so important, consider delegating